It was decided that louse was the best substitute for mouse. And so when Christmas came around, Mrs. Little carefully rubbed out the word mouse from the poem and wrote in the word louse. And Stuart always thought that the poem went this way. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a louse. The thing that worried Mr. Little most was the mouse hole in the pantry. This hole had been made by some mice in the days before the Littles came to live in the house, and nothing had been done about stopping it up. Mr. Little was not at all sure that he understood Stuart's real feeling about a mouse hole. He didn't know where the hole led to, and it made him uneasy to think that Stuart might someday feel the desire to venture into it. "After all, he does look a good deal like a mouse," said Mr. Little to his wife, "and I've never seen a mouse yet that didn't like to go into a hole."